This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org.
You've been here at Grace Church, I think, now for 14 years, actually. Didn't know it was that long. If you had to say one or two things that has really impacted you, let's say first from Pastor John MacArthur, and maybe just being within this church itself.
Yeah, those are very good questions. I mean, the first thing to say is that I've been impacted by the faithful preaching of the Word of God week in and week out, just the ordinary means of grace do their work in my soul without me really noticing it, right? I eat a meal, and I don't feel like I'm getting nourished. It's just that I don't feel hungry anymore, right? I don't know what the food is doing in my body at the molecular level. You know, in the same way, I come and I enjoy the preaching. I attend the preaching of the word, sing, pray, give, watch baptisms, partake in the Lord's Supper. And as all that happens, you know, the grace of God does its work in the soul. And so just making the word of God central to all of life, number one. Number two is, you know, being on the same pastoral staff as Pastor John, I get to know him personally. I get to see him as a shepherd and as my shepherd. And the kindness and the graciousness and the humility of a guy, you know what I mean, who could walk into any room and command any room. Every room he walks into, the person he's talking to is the most important in the room. And that has always stayed with me. I mean, he really is... Like, he's not faking it. He's not putting on any kind of show. He's not doing what he thinks he ought to do. That's just what he would do, because the Word of God, frankly, has had the effect on his life. He loves Christ, and he's just living like Christ. So being the recipient of his pastoral ministry beyond the feeding has been the most impactful. And I recognize that it's that kind of thing is not just something for me to benefit from, but that it's a stewardship, right? That I could live in front of that, that could be lived in front of me, requires something of me. And I hope that I can be faithful to it.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.